The woods were as empty as the villages, Dywin had told him one night around the fire. "We're a large party," John had said. "The game's probably been frightened away by all the noise we make on the march."
"Frightened away by something, no doubt," Dywin said.
Once the horse had settled, Ghost loped along easily beside him. John caught up to Mormont as he was wending his way around a hawthorn thicket.
"Is the bird away?"
the old bear asked. "Yes, my lord. Sam is teaching them to talk." The old bear snorted.
"Ha! He'll regret that. Damn things make a lot of noise, but they never say a thing worth hearing."
They rode in silence, until John said, "If my uncle found all these villages empty as well,
he would have made it his purpose to learn why,"
Lord Mormont finished for him.
"And it may well be someone or something did not want that known. Well, we'll be 300 when Corrin joins us. Whatever enemy waits out here will not find us so easy to deal with. We will find them, John, I promise you."
"Or they will find us," thought John.